one ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn, and I would gladly teach you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Smoke from wildfires in Canada is affecting air quality in parts of the upper Midwest. A large brush fire also brought evacuations in Riverside County, California. CBS's Elise Preston reports.
Crews struggle to control a quick spreading fire in San Diego County. More than 300 acres of rugged hillside have already burned, with several neighborhoods under mandatory evacuation orders. In Canada, a ferocious start to wildfire season, with wind-whipped flames burning in three provinces, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. Roughly 175 fires this week have forced at least 17,000 people to evacuate.
And now turning to our neighbors from the south to help us in our time of need.
An appeals court refused to block a judge's ruling that stops the Trump administration from carrying out more mass layoffs of federal workers. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This will likely have no change for the 75,000 federal employees who have already accepted deferred resignations and the thousands of probationary employees who have already been fired. This appellate ruling merely directs federal agencies to take no further action in carrying out workforce reductions ordered by DOGE and the Office of Personnel Management.
Hamas says it has not rejected a ceasefire proposal, but the group does want changes. Correspondent Imtiaz Taieb.
President Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff has said Hamas's proposed amendments to the U.S. broker deal had, quote, set negotiations backwards. Hamas had asked for additional U.S. guarantees on aid deliveries and the withdrawal of Israeli forces, while the original proposal, which Israel has accepted, would see 10 living hostages who were taken captive during the October 7th attacks released, and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners freed from Israeli jails.
The White House says the U.S. has sent Iran a proposal for a new nuclear deal. Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan has more.
President Donald Trump exited the deal in his first term, hoping to get a better one. He never did. Now in his second term, the Trump administration is trying to get some kind of limit in place and is talking to Tehran about doing just that.
The Pacers beat the Knicks tonight 125-108 for win 4 in the Eastern Conference Finals, sending the team to the NBA Finals.
For the first time in 25 years, they're going to the NBA Finals.
That from TNT Sports. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to durable jeans and outdoor gear, our in-store experts can guide you as you shop, assisting with boot sizing and helping you navigate the store so you can find the perfect gift. Share a piece of the American spirit with him this Father's Day. Boot Barn, unwrap the West.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Access to high-speed internet is still an issue for some Americans. Brad Gibson reports.
Some 24 million Americans lack reliable broadband. The federal government now wants to fast-track fixing that problem. And now satellite internet will be an option where it wasn't before. David Zumwalt is CEO at the Wireless Internet Service Providers Association.
What you're going to see is a more welcoming attitude towards satellite. I don't think you're going to see a flip.
Zumwalt thinks fiber and wireless access will be the biggest part of the solution.
What are these tools in the toolbox that we can use, and then how do we go get this done?
A final proposal of the project is expected by year's end. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
A temporary exhibit focused on Miss Atomic Bomb opens in June at the Atomic Museum in Las Vegas. Historian Robert Friedrichs spent two decades trying to find the woman who posed in a 1957 promo photo wearing a mushroom cloud swimsuit. He only had her stage name, not her real one. Wendy Gillette, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And hazy sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s to 70. And warming to the upper 70s to 80 Monday with sun. A chance of showers and storms on Tuesday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
WRJN. I keep on.
Thank you.
Memorial Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Thought my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sail in New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, he talked of life. He laughed, clicked his heels and stared. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
For you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallis. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you.
troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Confusion.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Arms are wicked and her legs are long. When
Yeah.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Air quality is affected in the upper Midwest because of smoke drifting south from wildfires in Canada. The CBC's Josh Crabb from the Canadian province of Manitoba.
It's been a hot, dry spring with a lack of precipitation, and there's lots of material in the forests which allow these fires to burn fast and spread fast. Crews have put in restrictions to keep people out of the backcountry, and they've banned fires across the province. The fire danger is extreme, and they're worried about more fires starting on top of the ones they're already fighting.
A setback for the Trump administration. An appeals court refused to block a judge's ruling that stops the government from carrying out more mass layoffs of federal workers. The case could head to the Supreme Court. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson.
This is another ruling.